Daf Yud Zayin Taisus. One of the tefillos he said is Nafshi Ka'ofar Lakol Tia. So Taisus explains, just like dirt never gets destroyed, so too we want that our children should never get destroyed. And it says V'hoi Zeracha Kafar Ha'aretz. Then he compared himself. I'm a Beria, my friend is a Beria, meaning he has a heart just like me to differentiate between good and bad. Then Taisus says the same thing as Rashi said. When the Gemara said the Oisah Shloim Lishma is Noichla Shloim Nivra, I was here. Rebbe said the name of Rav that Loim Yaskar Matayr Mitzvah Afila Shloim Lishma Shematayr Shloim Lishma Balishma. So Tosef says there he learns only Lekanter to argue with people, and over there and there when he says Shloim Lishma brings the Shema is speaking about where he wants to get covered. That's okay because eventually he'll at least know the stuff and he's not doing it Lekanter. Then we said in the pasuk. Ain parrots, that's a chitofel, because he made a pirtz in the machas of his David. Yoitzus, we said, is doig, he went to Tavisra, he went out. Tzvacha is gechazi, he was a metzaira, and a metzaira, it says, Tommy, Tommy, Ikri, has to constantly scream out. Then we said that they, the tzadikim on the zayin of Israel. So he says, but at Kiyas, we say, behem b'zraya adecha bo, and not adecha loibo, because they do get, some schus, that's the first teretz in the Gemara. Second teretz in the Gemara says they don't even get any food like Rav Chaim and Daisa. And we said that two times a year they come to hear drushes, and yet there's no gerim coming out of them. But on Shavuos, which is only one day, they didn't gather together. And Nisim used to happen there, and they still didn't get influenced. And he brings down Sefer Itim that Rav Yehuda bar Barzilai was mechaber, that he heard that a pillar of fire would come down in the Shemayim on them. In the drush of El and the drush of Adar. Rav Shishabrei, Ravida says you don't switch the sheetahs, and Rav Nechanan says the lachas like Rav Sheshes, that is Basra, and the lachas like Rav Shemamil says not everyone can decide to lane Shema is allowed to do it. In any place we see in Shas, Rav Shemamil argues we pass like him except for Arut, Sidon, Rayan, Achreina. And that's Rav Nechanan's psak. But us, that we can't be mechav in any way well. Even the Chosn should read it. Adrav, it looks like Gaiv if he won't read, meaning that I'm a Chavan all the time, except for this time. But to do work at Tisha B'Av, you should not do Malacha at all. That's the end of Tosfos of Hoyakaira. Then we have Tosfos in Perek Mishamesai. Mishamesai Matlafanav, Rashi's learned Mishamesai after the Perek of Tfilas HaShachar, but the Ri says it comes after Hoyakaira, which is the way we have it, because it's right after Krishma, and here it starts, Potter from Krishma. Yishalmi also has this girsa. And he said, it's part of him. Krishman, the Yishalmi explains, Rabbi said, because it says, Man tisker, kol yimei chayecha. Dafka days that you're busy with live people, not days that you're busy with mesim. And that's why he's part of him. Krishman, not tefillah, not tefillah. Rashi says, Shalach hamita, even if the bed needs them, they're chayev. Because they wouldn't need to carry again, because they already did their chayev. Tais says, the Lashon is a shtickle funny. Because if the bed needs them, then they would carry it. If the bed does need it, they wouldn't need it. Therefore, he likes the gear. So, lifna amita l'ach amita, those that the bed needs them are potter. Those that the bed don't need them anymore, they're going to be chayev. Both are going to be potter from tefillah, but kriyashman tefillah, which is the rice of the chayev. Reisha, where it says, Misha v'esim utlafanam is potter from kriyashman tefillah, avad is potter from tefillah. He just doesn't need to say this in the Reisha. Only the chilek between those that carry the bed in front of them or those that are behind the bed. And then he says, Ein levarach. Rashi says, Ein tzorech levarach. But it's mashma, if he wants to bench, he could bench. He could make the bracha. Yishalmi says, if he wants to be machma, we don't allow him. Therefore, we say he doesn't make the bracha. He's not allowed to make the bracha. Yishalmi explains why. It's what's covered ames. Or because he doesn't have anyone that will carry the load. The Gemara asks, is Potter and Tiras Lulav? Is the Havan is Mashma, it speaks about Yontav, and he's not tired to carry the bed. And the answer is that speak about the Chalamayit. And I said, it's Potter of Tkiya Shefer. We could say, in the weekday, not Yontav Bitmir. So Chimin says, since he's Zokuk to prepare Oren Techrichim, as we see a lot of go and sleep by Tchum Shabbos, to be able to get there quickly, or in Techrichim, it's like as if he carries a load, and therefore he's going to be Potter. But it's mashmah that Shabbos Yontif, you're not allowed to make a bracha or daven because it's Torah lachs ha'atchum to bring the Aron Techichim. So it says, but the lines in the Sefer, it says, in Shabbos you do make a bracha on Mazamen, and we see in Shalmi, that's dafkin chayil, but Shabbos he eats regularly and they answer amen. So the Rish says that these two things are going to, that the Rish and the Sefer and the Yishalmi. Rabbeinu Nasanel used to say that it could be, you can answer it. The Vada, if he wants to be machshav ha'atchum, then he could say he's torahed, and he's not allowed to make a bracha. But the safest speaker, where he doesn't intend, he has everything already. But that time is not shaykh, only the time after the cover that mace. When the Yishalmi that answers that Yipatu and Tila Salul, that the speaker of Chalamoid, that he's torahed to carry, we see that Chalamoid is shaykh haninus, if his mace lies in front of him. And since he's lying in front of him, the shaykh haninus is like he has to bury him. So to faket, someone is mace mutl funav, but he doesn't have to bury him. Is not noyganin. So to zmashmi shalmi, that's if he gave it to the rabbim, he can eat meat, drink wine. If it's given over to the guys who carry it on the shoulders, they're given over to the rabbim, and therefore, what's nims the rabbim is taich even the funav, even if it's still in front of him. Because if it's not the funav, typically that as soon it's chal on avelus, as soon as it leaves his house, and since it's not chal yaraninus. Mamela, a person that can't bury his mesa, for instance, a person that died in the jail and he doesn't allow him to be buried, he's not mechuyev to have aninus. Because that's not considered mutal of the cover, because he can't redeem him and take him out of the cover, as we see in Zechat Smachas. That if they were mesiaish from burying him, they were misabel, and they don't have any more aninus. But someone who's the moishel grabbed him, the ruler grabbed him, even avelus is not chayev, because it's not Nesiyayish will cover it, because there it doesn't bury him, but over there in the first case doesn't bury him at all. But here, he still hopes that he'll be able to make a pshara or get him to bury him, so therefore he doesn't sit avelus yet and he has to wait for that. So to my sir, Blas of Shem, Vamatsia, that he. Paskin mitzvah aninus and a meisah shmeisah choisah shavu netam on Shabbos, and they told him what's a Shabbos in a different city, and he ate meat and drank wine, and said since there she has a husband that's mechuyev to bury her, he's not osur basar yayin. Could be Rabbein Tam if he was in the city itself, he would also be mekel even in the same city, because there he was in a separate city, plus there was someone else to bury him. We should take not know from these halachas. Bez Hashem. This is the end of Tosfos Daf Yud Zayin.